A new sexual abuse lawsuit was filed this week against the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The plaintiff is the fourth member of the Navajo Nation to come forward since March with accusations of childhood abuse in the church's Indian Placement Program. KUER's Andrea Smarden reports.
In the complaint filed in Navajo Nation District Court, the plaintiff, identified as LK, claims he was sexually abused by his foster father while attending seventh grade in Roy, Utah in the late 1970s. He also claims he suffered physical, emotional, and cultural abuse by both his foster parents. The foster father is deceased, but the LDS Church is accused of failing to protect LK while he was participating in the Lamanite Placement Program.
The program, while no doubt well-intentioned, would have to be considered a pedophile's dream.
That's David Klossy, the national director of SNAP, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. Klossy spoke at a press conference in Salt Lake City on behalf of LK and other members of the Navajo Nation who claim they were abused while enrolled in the Indian Placement Program. He believes there are other survivors than the four who have come forward with lawsuits. LDS Church spokesman Eric Hawkins said in a statement that there is zero tolerance for abuse of any kind, and they work actively to prevent abuse. Meanwhile, attorneys for the church have asked a federal court judge not to allow a Navajo court hearing in a lawsuit filed in March. They say the case should be tried in Utah. The plaintiff's attorney, Billy Keeler, says if the case is tried in Utah, it would not be decided on its merits because it falls outside the state's existing statute of limitations.
We would file it. It would be thrown out of court before the ink even got dry.
Whatever the judge decides will likely determine where the other Navajo lawsuits against the church will be tried. Andrea Smarden, KUER News.